A lawyer representing some of the athletes who've sought protection in Australia since last month's Commonwealth Games says a number of his clients have received calls from the Home Affairs Department after submitting their claims. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton this week warned that athletes who failed to submit applications for asylum before their temporary visas expired at midnight on Tuesday would be deported. Here's the minister speaking on Sydney Radio 2GB.
The thing that people should remember as well is that there'll be a three-year ban put in place stopping people to come back if they're staying outside of their visa conditions. So it's in their best interest to contact the Australian Border Force now, but ABF will be rounding these people up and deporting them as quickly as possible.
David Mann is a refugee lawyer. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good to be with you.
4 weeks have passed since the end of the Gold Coast Games. You're representing some of the athletes who've sought asylum in Australia. What's the status of their claims?
Oh, look, at the moment, I should just start by saying there's absolutely nothing unusual about this kind of thing happening, and it's really a very normal part of the process where, you know, people have fears of returning due to persecution. You know, this kind of thing happens every day of the week, and, you know, I right now, the situation is the same as for many other people, and that is they have every right by law to claim protection as refugees if they fear persecution in their home country. Some of those athletes have come to us with those fears, and basically there's now a process, there's a well-established rigorous screening process to deal with these claims, and currently that's what's happening.
There have been reports that there are around 100 people in this situation. What's your understanding of that figure?
Yeah, look, I don't actually know the full figure, so that we're one of the agencies that's acting for quite a number of people, providing advice, providing representation, but I don't have all of the figures about how many people around Australia are applying. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, there is a long-standing history of athletes seeking asylum and being granted protection. And, in fact, some of those athletes in the past in previous games have gone on to not only be granted protection, but to end up competing for Australia in future games. So I think just because they're athletes doesn't mean they don't have fears for their safety.
Well, I've got to ask a sort of difficult but important question. Are they fast-tracked because they're athletes, because Australia really wants them here?
Well, that's a really good question, and I'm glad you asked it, because it appears to be the case at the moment. I mean, I can't speak for all of those that are applying at the moment, but I can give you some snapshot of that. And that is, it does appear that that people are being fast-tracked, that their claims are being looked at very quickly. And that's actually in and of itself not a bad thing at all, because what we'd all expect, I think, and certainly our clients would hope for, is a fair but also an efficient and quick process. Unfortunately, what we see more broadly outside of this current situation is that for so many of the people, we act for thousands of people, and so many of them who are seeking asylum, it takes sometimes up to 2 years to even get an interview about their case after they've applied. So let's welcome, if there is indeed going to be a fast track, welcome that, as long as it's fair, as long as people get a fair hearing. And that is what I'm really talking about there, is a fair go before the law. And if they're found to be at risk, the law says that they must be given a visa which allows them to stay here in safety.
How many athletes who completed at the Gold Coast Games are you actually representing?
Look, I don't want to go into numbers at the moment.
Come on, I can't help by asking. I mean,
are very keen, of course, to stick to our obligations of preserving privacy, and that includes not going into specific numbers at the moment. But I can certainly say that we are acting for quite a number of people, and we're giving advice also. And look, it's a little bit of a fluid situation too, but certainly quite a number of people.
I asked you about that 100 people that's been sort of in circulating today. Is it likely 100 people are seeking refugee status?
It's possible. I think that's the most I could say, and it genuinely beyond that, I just don't know all of the numbers, because it would really be to be speculating about things that I don't know about. It's certainly possible, not out of the question, because my understanding is some asylum seekers, and we've heard about this in the news, that some other asylum seekers, athletes, are in other states, and they will be seeking protection there. We're, in Melbourne. But there may be others elsewhere seeking asylum. I think the real question, though, is whatever the numbers are, is to just remember this, that It's actually, there's absolutely nothing unusual about this, and it's very normal. And, you know, when it's happened in the past, whether in Australia or in other countries where there have been Olympic Games or Commonwealth Games, we've always seen this situation of people defecting, people seeking asylum for a whole range of different reasons. And the fact is that, that refugees come from all walks of life, including as athletes. And what they all share is this fear of being persecuted for things that they can't or shouldn't have to change, like their race or their religion or their political beliefs.
So in terms of the countries that these athletes come from, can you give me an indication of what those countries are and what their fears are in terms of persecution?
Yeah, look, going to fears at this stage would really be going to areas of privacy that we need to protect. But certainly there have been reports of a number of sort of countries, African countries. Again, I don't feel comfortable, just given our obligations to clients, to be going into which countries and profiles like that. But certainly there have been reports, as I'm sure you're aware, that there are some athletes from African countries who competed in the Games. And there may well be others too.
David Mann, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That's refugee lawyer David Mann talking to us about what could be, we don't have the accurate number, but could be up to 100 athletes who competed in the Commonwealth Games who are in Australia seeking asylum. 0418 226 576 is our text line.